From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Secretary of State John Kerry flew into Tel Aviv today despite a U.S. ban on U.S. flights to the Israeli city. The FAA implemented the 24-hour ban following reports of rocket fire near the Tel Aviv airport. Kerry moved on to Jerusalem and is heading for Ramallah for talks with Palestinian leaders. He's trying to create a truce between Palestinian militants and Israel. Linda Gradstein reports.
Secretary Kerry will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Kerry is trying to get Hamas to agree to stop firing rockets at Israel and Israel to end its airstrikes and artillery barrages on Gaza. The death toll on both sides continued to climb, with at least 649 Palestinians in Gaza dead and 31 Israelis, all but two of them soldiers. Meanwhile, Israel's Minister of Transportation said there was no reason for most American and European airlines to cancel flights to and from Israel after a rocket fired from Gaza landed close to Israel's international airport. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Two Dutch military planes are taking the remains of some of the victims of the downed passenger jet from Ukraine to the Netherlands. Not all the 298 victims are aboard the Dutch flights. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott says it's unclear how many bodies were handed over by pro-Russian separatists in Ukraine to international officials.
Based on early inspection of the carriages in Kharkiv, we just don't know how many bodies we have. It's quite possible that many bodies are still out there in the open in the European summer, subject to interference and subject to the ravages of heat and animals.
Pro-Russian separatists still control the shootdown scene and have slowed investigators' work there. Today, about one-third of U.S. children and adolescents are considered overweight or obese. But a new government survey finds most think they're a normal weight. NPR's Patty Naiman has more.
Federal researchers analyzed what more than 6,000 children between the ages of 8 and 15 had to say about their weight. 81% of overweight boys and 71% of overweight girls mistakenly believed they were about the right weight. Nearly half of boys considered obese, and about a third of girls thought their weight was normal. Earlier findings show similar results among adults. They, too, often think they're normal weight when, in fact, they're overweight. Health officials worry in particular about such misconceptions among children because that could lead to lifelong unhealthy behaviors and increase their risk of diabetes, heart disease, and certain cancers in adulthood. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Salvage operators are towing a crippled cruise ship away from a small Italian island. The Costa Concordia sank there 2.5 years ago, killing 32 people. Teams have spent several days raising the wreck. They're towing it carefully to the Italian mainland, where it will be taken apart for scrap. Several boats are sailing along with the cruise ship. It is moving through waters known for abundant marine life. One of the nation's oldest and largest civil rights organizations is holding its annual conference this week in Cincinnati. The highlight is an address by Vice President Joe Biden. Sherry Lawson of member station WNKU reports jobs are on the top of the agenda.
More than 8,000 participants from across the U.S. are expected for workshops and networking sessions focused on social, political, and economic issues. The conference will also focus on progress and unfinished business since the passage of the Civil Rights Act in 1964. Urban League President Mark Morial says there's a reason the theme is One Nation Underemployed, Building Bridges to Jobs and Justice.
The underemployment problem is significant in America today, and the unemployment rates don't capture the unemployment problems.
Vice President Joe Biden is scheduled to address the crowd Thursday morning. Additional speakers for the four-day conference include the Reverend Al Sharpton and Republican Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. For NPR News, I'm Sherry Lawson in Cincinnati.
Online marketplace StubHub says hackers broke into more than 1,000 of its customers' accounts and bought tickets for events. StubHub says the hackers were able to steal account holders' login and password information from other websites. StubHub is owned by eBay. It resells tickets for concert, theater, and sporting events. This is NPR.